This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are you a believer, Hugh?
I am.
Even last week?
Oh, you mean with the Pirates? No, I wouldn't.
Oh, stop. No one was believing last week, but a lot of people are buying back in now. Where do you come down? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. And we got a good prize giveaway today. A pair of tickets. Phillies.
To hang out with us.
Uh-huh. Phillies Padres hanging out with Hugh and I Tuesday, July 1st. 6:30 is the first pitch.
Yeah, while I'm on vacation.
Disappearing on the
wait
people.
Minute. Wait a minute. 6:30?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hanging out before the game.
You're brushing up against Hugh's bedtime.
You going to make it to fireworks at 9 o'clock?
No shot.
Yeah, that's catch an Uber.
Would you be surprised if Hugh said he was afraid of fireworks?
Are you?
I'm not a fan. I mean, I've been to fireworks. Fireworks are cool.
But I took a guess. I mean,
yeah, no, but you said I'm not a fan.
Being out on them, though.
I mean, it's not, they're okay. Like I mean, fireworks? It's like, you know, just sit there and watch some fireworks go off for a while. Like, it's cool. I'm okay. I've been to fireworks before.
Well, we all have, but we
you know, you got to take the kid to fireworks. The kids like the fireworks.
Yeah. So yeah.
But no, I'm not, like, you know. I can watch them from the balcony.
No, so you got to be there. You got to experience it.
I haven't really been all in on fireworks since I was a little boy.
Well, we're gonna change that. Tuesday, July 1st, 6:30. We're going to the game.
I am excited.
I'm excited to see the people. And we're giving away a pair of tickets today to the game. All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a third clue? Because obviously your first two, not good enough today.
The way you said it. Okay.
You're not.
I'm going to narrow this down for everybody. This person is a cartoon dad.
Oh, okay. Now,
cartoon dad.
All right. Well, you know, that could have been the first clue today instead of just he's a dad.
This is not
cartoon dad
easy.
Would have been a little this bit is, fairer to the
not,
audience.
This is not supposed to be easy.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be attainable.
it's attainable now. Now people are thinking a little bit.
It's 12:30.
You came out of the shoot today and said a dad. There's a billion and a half dads in the world.
You haven't figured it out yet. A lot of times, that first clue is to irritate.
Well, it works. That's the best thing you did today.
I just want to remind you, we do actually want to give these Phillies tickets away.
I mean, but the first clue, I mean, let's be honest. The first clue is to irritate because I've grown accustomed and I've grown quite fond of the vitriol that I get for the first clue.
You know what you are? I figured it out. You're a shock jock. Hugh Douglas is a shock jock.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I just kind of like
putting
the vitriol.
Putting Wheeler at 9, that was such a shock jock.
I just
kind of
get the vitriol.
The subtle shock jock that no one would say.
No, to be honest, on that list, I forgot A.J. Brown. When I looked at the list, I was like, damn, I forgot A.J. It's a hard list to make, man, because you're making it in the moment.
That's worse than me forgetting Jalen. Putting Jalen.
No, you're just trying to take some heat off of what you did.
I want the smoke for the Jalen thing.
No, you mean that. I think it's worse because he forgot. Yeah,
I forgot.
That's what I'm saying.
Because when I saw it, I'm like, wait a minute, Devontae over A.J.? What am I doing?
That's your list.
Yeah, that's my list. I screwed up.
What'd that guy do? What was the point of that? You did screw it up.
A lot of
yeah, I did.
Well, I'm excited to see where this all comes down this week, especially the gap. I'm so fascinated the gap between where the audience has Jalen Hurts versus most of the WIP. I mean, I already know of two WIP staff that do not have Jalen Hurts in their top 11. Kyle Quinn and DeCameron this morning said 15 to 20. I'm getting ridiculed for not having Joel Embiid. He's played like 50 games in 2 years. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on here.
Ranger at number 11.
I know, the Ranger thing is bizarre. Did you guys consider Ranger? I didn't even think about it.
No, but that says more about... the Phillies have a lot of good pitching.
They do, of course.
You know, Ranger's been really good, but...
But he's like their fourth starter.
Yeah, I know.
I know he's pitched better than that lately, but he's like their number four. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Donald and Chester. What's up, Donald? Donald.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You.
Yo, what's Donald. Up, Donald. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, listen. Hugh gave enough clues. He gave enough clues.
So you have the answer.
Maybe I think I do.
Okay.
Hugh, is it George Jetson?
It is Donald. It is Donald.
That's why, Joe. That's why I was trying to tell you when he said ahead of his time. I'm thinking only two dads that Hugh could be talking about. If it's not George Jetson, I'm thinking Fred Sanford. That's who I was thinking.
Oh, but then the cartoon was that was enough to put it over the top. I think, yeah. Donald.
Yeah, we never know with Donald. Donald. Is he here? Is he not?
Donald, we're excited to go to the game with you coming up on July 1st. Where are you at on the Phillies, Donald? You all the way back in?
No, actually, Joe, I'm in your camp.
Okay. Well, it's about time, Donald. I mean,
I'm in your camp here.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Me and you was in the same camp with Hurts before we went to the Super Bowl in 22, man. Come on now. We have
Donald and I have vision is what
y'all
we
got vision.
Yeah, we
y'all
have
y'all visionaries. Mm-hmm. I respect that.
Brain damage.
The problem I got with our guys is that they. I mean, see, I forget who they were interviewing during the Pirates series, and he said that
Jason Kelce.
He said I wasn't taking everything that that the pitcher was given. I wasn't taking it. I was trying to
Kelce.
I was on something else.
Too much with it. And I just noticed with this series, I noticed with this series that they got back to doing that. Even if they only won a game 3-2, but you noticed that they were going with the pitches.
They were, hitting the ball the other way, especially Otto Kemp, Donald. He's been he's giving them a burst,
a little bit of a spark plug.
He's taking the ball the other way for sure.
Yeah, because with this starting lineup. If you're not scoring 11 runs, you can win four. You can win by four and scoring four and five runs. But you just got to stick together and stick with it and not get desperate because that's what they do. When things don't go the way they think they should go at the time, they get desperate and they get out of the fundamentals of what they should be doing. But as long as they're playing like this and they win a series like that, because I noticed with the Blue Jays, yeah, okay, they won 3-2, and then they came yesterday and smacked the ball around. You know, so as long as they stay here, I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with them going deep in October.
Well, with this starting pitching, here's what they need. They need the offense to uptick a little bit, and obviously yesterday was a good day, and they need to fix the bullpen by the time we get to the trade deadline. And if they do that, they're going to have a shot.
Yeah, because I don't expect 11 runs every game,
no.
But I just expect you to be consistent in your approach in the plate, you know, and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and things will work out the way we want them to.
I agree, you know? Donald. Yeah, and look, this week, Donald, good job, man, and we'll see you at the game on Tuesday, July 1st. Donald head to the Phillies game with us for fireworks night, which we found out is one of Hugh's favorite things, fireworks coming up.
I love fireworks.
July 1st. Here's what I need out of the Phillies starting tonight. Do not take the foot off the gas, right? They had a good week. They went 5-1 at home.
Mm-hmm.
They swung the bats well yesterday. They swept the Blue Jays. We know the Mets are coming in this coming weekend. Hugh, I don't want any sort of letdown against the Marlins. Now, a 4-game sweep on the road is not easy to get against anybody. So I will take 3 out of 4. Where are you on what you need this week against the Marlins?
I'm kind of with you.
Okay.
I want to try to find some kind of consistency. Because we were talking about a few weeks ago how the bats were a little cold.
Yep.
You know, they went off this weekend, had 22 runs. So I want to find like a happy medium in our offense a little bit more. That's what I want.
Yeah, I need 3 out of 4 this week against Miami. I'm not saying I would love a 4-game sweep. 4-game sweeps on the road against anybody, not the easiest thing. They did it to Colorado last month, but mm-hmm. Colorado's, you know, atrocious.
Tomato can.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's just a normal tomato can, not like a Colorado. So I need 3 out of 4. If they sweep, it's awesome, and that sets us up for the Mets series. Anything less than 3-4, I'm annoyed again. I mean, like, they can't do that, right? If they split with the Marlins, that's a disaster. If they anything less, I can't even imagine that. But I want 3-4 this week against Miami. Mike in Wilkes-Barre. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Mike?
I'm listening today. I'm back in on this team. I was at the game yesterday. The vibes felt good after the grand slam. I looked at my wife and I said, "We're back.
We're back." Casty with the, I didn't even know that one was going out. That hung up there, Mike. It didn't look like he hit that one that hard.
No, I thought actually the first one where the guy ran into the wall, I thought that one was getting out more than the grand slam itself, which was an unbelievable effort by the left fielder from the Blue Jays, by the way.
Mike, I don't know where you were sitting or if you saw the highlights afterwards. Did you happen to see the eye black on the wall?
I saw it when I got home on Twitter. I mean, that was – you really had to take a dive into that.
I know.
He hit his face first before he caught the baseball.
Damn.
I've never seen that. Hugh, yesterday the Blue Jay guy, you know, crashed in the wall to catch the ball, and his eye black from his face, like, smeared on the wall.
Oh, he felt all of that.
Sure, he did. Yeah, of course he did.
You could appreciate the effort by him. That was actually pretty cool to see. Though I do wish he didn't make the catch, but –
Well, yeah, but you know what? It didn't matter yesterday. They scored so many runs. And, Mike, that ball that Bohm hit, I haven't seen him crush one like that in a long time.
It just came off the bat different.
Yeah.
Sounded different, looked different. That thing flew to the top of the rows there, went into the bar area.
I know.
For a second, I thought it was getting up in the scoreboard porch. So that was really good to see. Another thing good to see is these guys, they're not trying to do too much with the baseball when they're up at the plate now. So many singles the other way. Otto Kemp. Two strikes, went between shortstop and third base right there. That's just not trying to do too much. That's doing your job, which I love to see.
I agree. Yeah, and Mike, I hear you on that. The approach was just better. So, Mike, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Hugh, you said last week, and we did have fun with you, but you did say that they need something to, like, change the
mojo.
Spark plug, and the energy and all that kind of stuff, right? They have looked looser since they won that game on Monday night. Like, it felt like when they won that game with the bunts last Monday against the Cubs, didn't it feel like a monkey was off their back? Like, the weight of that sweep of the Pirates, they just like, all right, we can exhale now.
You call it shame you into playing better.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of looked like, man. You're talking about a guy like Otto Kemp, and I know I was making all kind of jokes about him looking old and everything like that, but you're talking about a guy who's 25 years old who's running out of moments. Like, he wants to try to stay in the majors. So he's going to do everything within his power to try to stay here. Now, you know, we talk about his defense and everything. That's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
But he's working hard, and he's one of those guys that when you see the other guys see him, they genuinely feel good for him. And it's one of those things like, man, if he can do it, I know it might sound like a little thing, but if he's busting his butt, it makes you kind of want to bust your butt too because you are here. And you're making more money than he's making.
Look, if he keeps hitting, they're going to find a place to put him.
Yeah.
That's just baseball right there. Like, he's not a good glove. I don't know where he's best. Maybe it's second. Maybe it's the outfield. He's not great. I get it. But if he keeps hitting, even when Bryce comes back, they're going to find a way to keep his bat in the lineup. You don't put bats that are helping you on the bench like that, especially as the season's moving along. Right, let's go to Teddy in Deptford, who has a reaction to the top 11 list we've heard so far today. Teddy, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Teddy,
what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, man, the Jalen Hurts disrespect You hear me? The disrespect is diabolical.
Oh.
Jalen Hurts is number one. He's number one on the field and number one in our hearts. Listen, Jalen Hurts is number one on any list that we're doing.
No, he's not. Stop it.
Hold on. I want to clear it up. I want to make sure we're on the same page. You think Jalen Hurts is the best current player in Philadelphia sports?
Is a pig blank blank?
So you do. I mean, but like he wasn't even
a pig on that mind.
He wasn't even the best player in his own offense last year. He wasn't even the best player in his own offense last year.
Listen, what happened when Jalen Hurts got hurt? What happened to the offense?
They put up a lot of points in one game.
They scored.
No.
Yes.
They scored like 35 points in the game he got hurt.
They scored more than they had with him in.
Listen, all I know is this. When the quarterback is not in that, behind center, and his name is Jalen Hurts, and he's not there, the Eagles are not winning. I don't care how much we praise Saquon. Saquon is a beast. Yes. But Saquon didn't get this type of people are afraid of Saquon, really, because of Jalen.
Oh, my God.
We wasn't talking about Saquon Barkley.
That's disrespectful to Saquon.
We were not talking about Saquon Barkley when he was playing for the New York Giants.
Well, because he was playing for a bad team. The team was
bad. Exactly.
But when
a good player gets to a good team, a good organization.
Yeah, sure.
Jalen.
We all agree with that. That's not just a Jalen thing. That's an Eagles thing. It's the O-line. It's Stoutland. It's AJ. Jalen, it's Devontae.
The disrespect for Jalen is ridiculous. Listen,
ridiculous. Tell him again.
I think it's disrespectful to put him over Saquon Barkley.
Why not?
Because Saquon's a better football player.
He had better stats this year, but like.
No, he's a better player.
For me, I'll take the intangible.
Oh, geez. And they sound like Hugh now. Now we sound like Hugh.
Are they unquantifiable,
too? Let me help you out, Teddy. What does Jalen's 5 years look like compared to Saquon's? And then you could take it from there because Jalen's, without Saquon, already been to the Super Bowl.
One really good, one really bad.
Jalen's got to be with the Eagles the whole time.
I'm just saying.
Thanks a lot. Listen, you just got me riled back up.
Oh, jeez.
Stop emboldening these people here.
I'm here for you.
Teddy, hold on.
What are you
talking about? Teddy, who's a better player? Zach Wheeler or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
Stop.
All right, now y'all just being petty. All right?
Petty? It's not even close.
Listen, did Zach Wheeler give us a championship yet? Mm-mm. No.
How does one
play? Until he gives me a celebration on Broad Street, Philly's there.
You guys are nuts.
It's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts brought home the bacon.
Championships are team things, not just individuals, Teddy. They're team things.
This is getting brutal.
I mean, you can't with a straight face. I was going to say this, and you put him at 9. You can't with a straight face tell me that Jalen Hurts is a better player than Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, every day.
He's not.
He impacts the game. He has more opportunities to impact the game than Zach Wheeler does.
They play once a week. Isn't it pretty similar?
Yeah, but he touches the ball every time.
Well, one Jaylen, guy throws 100
Jaylen,
pitches.
Jalen throws it more.
Jalen affects everybody's he affects everybody on that team. Like, he's the quarterback. He's the straw that stirs the drink. I know it's hard for y'all to wrap y'all mind around, but it's the truth.
I have a question.
What's that?
Let's just play out week 1 for a second. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. If the defense gives up 40 points to the Cowboys, can I blame Jalen Hurts?
If the defense gives up 40 points.
You said he affects everyone on the team.
If the defense gives up 40 points.
Can I blame Jalen?
And they still win.
No. Just to... If the defense gives up 40 points, you said he affects everyone on the
you
team.
Yeah, if the defense gives up 40 points with our quarterback, if he doesn't score enough touchdowns there, you can say that, be like he didn't play well enough.
No, it's the defense.
How many times have we seen this? When the defense isn't playing well, the quarterback, say he comes and he throws for 16 touchdowns. It's on the quarterback, right?
No, it's on the defense.
If the quarterback, if say if it's a score of 40-43,
yeah,
Nobody's talking about how bad it is. Okay,
yes, they
perfect
are.
Example.
What are you talking about?
Nobody's talking about how bad that defense was that won the first Super Bowl.
Hold on.
They talk about Nick Foles' performance in the Super Bowl.
No, we do talk about the defense.
But
that
they
game,
because
by the way.
They won.
Yeah.
If they lost, we would have said they got
also,
torched.
Hugh, didn't we do this against the Commanders? And I was like, well, Jalen went out. That was the biggest reasoning for them losing the game. And you're like, well, the defense allowed so and so amount of points. You did it yourself.
You do. Like, y'all just, like, this is the point we're at right now. You don't want to give Jalen his props. Jalen is the second best player in Philadelphia right now.
He's not.
He's the second.
Absolutely
on my
not.
List, he is. Well, he's the second best player.
So I believe he belongs on list, but he's not number
out
one.
Of all, okay, well, who's number one on your list?
Saquon Barkley.
Okay, I give you that one. I thought you was about to say
well,
Bryce Harper.
Thank you.
That was my point.
No, but Harper's eight.
Jalen brought you a championship. Jalen was the
Eagles
MVP.
Brought us a championship.
Jalen brought you a championship.
The defense and
okay,
Saquon Barkley.
I actually think it's disrespectful
okay,
to the rest
this.
Of the team
it really
to say Jalen.
Okay, the first
it
time we went. Okay, why, the first time we went to the Super Bowl. Why didn't we win that Super Bowl? What is the consensus that everybody feels like we didn't win that Super Bowl?
The defense didn't play well.
No, because Donovan didn't play well.
The first time that he
because Donovan didn't play well. So how did we win this last Super Bowl?
Because
the defense dominated the best quarterback in the league.
See, this is where we split hairs, man, and this is where people get upset.
No, but that's actually disrespectful to the defense. That was the best unit in the league all season long. No, it's not.
When
you put a jump on the quarterback, you're completely diminishing the rest of the team.
Who won that game? When Tom Brady won the team, when they beat Kansas City.
The defense did.
Yeah.
Tom Brady won.
They crushed their offensive line.
Okay, see, this is where.
That's obvious.
You know what we're doing right now? We are splitting hairs when it comes to the quarterback to fit your narrative.
But no, the game
the narrative has
no.
never changed.
But this is what you're doing.
Here's the issue. The game wasn't close.
As well as Sweat played in that Super Bowl. And he even said it himself. He should have been the MVP.
He should have.
Why do you think they didn't give it to him?
I know why. Because they couldn't pick a defensive player. Like, you could have given it
to the defense as a unit. If they could have given it to the defensive unit.
Because the quarterback is the one that makes the team go.
That's incorrect.
I'm not making the rules, people, but you want to circumvent the rules to fit the story.
No, hold on.
You're ignoring the biggest part of this whole thing is that the defense played really well.
The biggest difference, you brought off the Super Bowl with Jim Schwartz, right? And Nick Foles gets a lot of credit for that. And you mentioned, what if it went a different way? It was a shootout. So every throw Nick made was so crucial.
It was a clutch show, no question about it.
This past Super Bowl, I think Jalen played excellent. There weren't many high-leverage plays he had to make that changed the game. The game was over. When Cooper returned the touchdown, the chances the Chiefs had to win were like 5%. They were down 17-0, and then Bond took it away again. Like, the game was over then.
Again, we just completely lost our minds.
This is one of those stories where You change the narrative.
No, that's not the narrative. It's always been the story.
Is that the defense dominated the Chiefs?
28-3.
That's one time.
28-3. Who won that game?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady won it, but I can easily say the defense didn't come to play in the second half. I can easily say that for the Atlanta Falcons.
I agree.
Defense didn't come to play in the second half. But we want to give Tom Brady all these accolades and talk about all the plays that he made.
He did.
As a quarterback.
No, he did.
The defense shut him down in the first half. And they didn't come to play in the second half.
Yeah.
You see what I just did there?
But that was a tale of two halves. This was a full game front to back dominated by the defense. I changed the narrative
to fit my story. And that's the same thing with Jalen.
The story's always been the defense.
The bottom line is this. Every quarterback that we talk about as being great is always defined by what? Championships. So for whatever reason, I don't know what that is, we want to diminish what Jalen brings to the table because he's surrounded by talent, because that's what we're doing.
No, see, here's my thought on this. I think we have amnesia of the details. We're taking the big picture saying he's the championship quarterback, he deserves credit. We remember the story during the year. There were games where he threw it 14 times.
I have not forgotten that because like I've always said and I've always
prefaced. I might need to bring
you're
a doctor's
sitting here
code
telling
in here.
Us that Jalen's the biggest
I've
reason they won that game in the
prefaced,
Super Bowl.
I've always prefaced my story with this, because yes, he is.
He's not.
He is. The way that he threw the football,
like, it's not,
yes, he
it's,
is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my goodness.
They blitzed him to death,
We've lost our mind.
He made him pay for it. I don't know which
it
game you
like
were watching.
It was like 24-0 by the time he made a significant play.
The defense played well.
They played. They were
tough. How many points? The defense only scored one touchdown, right?
But wait.
What?
The point, hold on.
How many points?
You're basing this off of how many touchdowns the defense scored.
But we always based that.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Hold on.
What was the
narrative? You're changing the narrative. We're talking about the defense scoring touchdowns.
said,
when we talk about the ass whooping that we put on the Kansas City Chiefs,
the defense.
We talk
that
about
was
how
the
many
defense.
Points. All right, then.
That, I don't think about the offense okay. is not what I think. I mean,
it's not. Bottom that shouldn't even be a debate.
Bottom line is this: Jalen Hurts is the number two athlete in this city.
Oh, no, he's not.
That's
not,
the bottom line.
Not the bottom
he's
line.
Number
that is the
nine.
Bottom line, and he's the only one at this point that has brought a championship to this city. Regardless of how he played during the season, he played his best game. He saved his
you
best
know,
for last.
All right, listen,
can we argue that?
I would, yes, say, I would bet Hurts is top three on
did
like 5% of everyone's list.
Did Jalen
so
Hurts save his best for last?
Yes, he
sure.
did. He did. Absolutely.
So
I just want to say this.
Where is Bryce? You know what we still talk? When we talk about Bryce Harper, we talk about a moment that he had in the playoffs that he didn't even bring
home.
Hold on.
Well, Harper's not – we're not saying he's top two in the,
yeah,
in the city.
He's
no,
falling
but what
down.
I'm saying, I'm
we
just,
haven't gone
just,
too, we're
I'm
not going too far with Bryce. You're going too far with Jalen.
But Jalen has never had to – okay, I'll take that back. He had one time, he's had to have a special moment in the playoffs where the game was on the line, right? That was in the Super Bowl. They were down 8, right, to the Chiefs mm-hmm. 3 years ago. Down 8. He drove him down, touchdown, 2-point conversion. That's the only drive he's had to have in his career where everything was on the line. Like, he played great in the Super Bowl, but they were winning anyway. Like, the dagger play was extra. I don't put the dagger up there with Bryce Harper's home run. Like, it didn't mean as much.
It's not even close.
Nothing was on the line. The game was over. Would you say the game was over before the dagger?
Out of the two people that we're talking, Jalen and Bryce, Jalen's the only champion in the city. And Jalen was a big part of why they're the champion.
No one argues that. No, I totally agree on that. It's just...
You're talking about changing the narrative to fit your story.
I mean, no, you changing the narrative.
No.
The only thing
you have is that Jalen is a champion.
And he's the championship.
Right.
He's the quarterback
that's
of a championship
that's
team.
That's the only thing I have.
But that's not the only thing I have. You like to move the line mm-hmm. to fit the narrative.
The line has always been the same. The right. defense is the oh, biggest okay. reason the Eagles
time
won
out,
the Super
time
Bowl.
Out.
Okay, and that's why they got rid of most of the defense players. They're not here anymore.
Well, they had to.
Well.
Because
probably shouldn't have done that. All right,
defense is a luxury.
It all comes back to that. All right.
Defense is a luxury. Not
coming up, your phone calls as we have officially reached that moment. I knew it was going to happen. We were cordial. We were cordial to each other with our lists, and then we get that caller Teddy who comes in here and tells me Jalen Hurts is the best
Teddy.
Player in the city. Zach Wheel is pitched like a Hall of Fame, which is all right. I'm gonna stop.
Every five games.
215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. We will get to an Andrew Painter Watch Sex segment. And how long is Aaron Nola going to be out? Your phone call's well on the Phil's Top 11 list. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.